The holidays are coming. Find a gift for someone special with jewelry from Blue Nile. Blue Nile offers an endless selection of bold gold styles, gemstone jewelry, and classic diamond pieces. Shop early and save up to 40%. Need your special piece fast? In most cases, jewelry can ship overnight. Guaranteed free shipping and returns. And now Blue Nile is offering special holiday deals. Save up to 40% on the season's most stunning trends. Shine bright this holiday season at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com. The holidays are coming. Find a gift for someone special with jewelry from Blue Nile. Blue Nile offers an endless selection of bold gold styles, gemstone jewelry, and classic diamond pieces. Shop early and save up to 40%. Need your special piece fast? In most cases, jewelry can ship overnight. Guaranteed free shipping and returns. And now Blue Nile is offering special holiday deals. Save up to 40% on the season's most stunning trends. Shine bright this holiday season at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
We'll be hanging out here with you for the next 3 hours. And thank you to everybody listening all over North America. I'm hanging out here with my main man, Jack Stern, and you. You could be tuned in on the free Audacy app, AUDACY. You could be locked in on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. You could be listening on Sirius XM channel 158. However you decide to listen, I'm glad that you're here. It's Thursday. Thursday night football game right now. The Carolina Panthers lead the Falcons, trying for a comeback. 22-15. Marcus Mariota just threw a touchdown to Hodge. And then Younghoe Koo just missed the extra point. And so with about 3 minutes left in the game here, the Carolina Panthers are going for a little bit of insurance to ensure victory. Arthur Smith, head coach of the Falcons, not happy at all with the missed extra point. It is raining. It is wet. To what degree the wind is playing a factor, I'm not sure. But it's fitting. Two ugly teams, an ugly game, and at least right now, it's interesting. We'll keep you up to date as the Atlanta Falcons try to maintain a lead and actually take the lead, the sole lead, in the NFC South if they walk away. The Carolina Panthers, what do they get if they win this game? Nothing. They pick up their third victory. They'll still be 3-7 with an interim head coach and a future that is pretty much staring right into and at the NFL draft. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You can also contact me. I am at JR Sport Brief everywhere on social media. Thank you to all my friends in Rochester, New York. I've had an amazing time. University of Rochester, Medical Center, Media for the Movement. And so we have some fun interviews that we'll share with you later on in the show. But unfortunately, last hour, things weren't so fun. I had to discuss and share topics with you that were just sad. Like the Washington football team being sued by the Attorney General of D.C. I had to share with you that the Indianapolis Colts are still, well, they haven't changed their mind, not that they will. They're still sending out Jeff Saturday. And then I had to tell you about Phil Knight, the owner of Nike, saying our relationship with Kyrie Irving is likely curtains. Don't expect too much of a return. And so as we continue on here, I got to tell you about some things that stink. And now it's injuries. LeBron James, right before the break, I told you he said that he feels that Kyrie Irving's suspension or the things that he needs to do to return are excessive. And then he said, anyways, I'm going back to my rehab. You might remember last night the Los Angeles Clippers beat the Lakers and LeBron James walked off of the court at the end of the game gingerly before the final whistle. And after the game, we learned that he is dealing with some type of groin issue. He was checked out, and between both LeBron James and Darvin Ham, they kind of downplayed the issue. They wanted to wait. LeBron James was asked by the media after the game, you know, how he's feeling, and he gave a very, very simple answer. Take a listen to this.
I played every game, so. And I'm going to go around treatment for 24 hours and the day on Friday, and hopefully I'll be in a lineup, so it's not an issue. I've been fine. I've missed one game. I've been fine. I don't, guys, act like I've sat out every game this season or something. I've missed one game, and to be completely honest, if it was a playoff game, I probably would have played even though my foot was acting up.
Well, it's not so much about the one game you missed with your foot this season. The larger issue, LeBron, is what you already know. You're about to be 38 years old. Over the past several years, really, since you joined the Los Angeles Lakers, you had a groin injury that knocked you out. You have had core muscle injuries that have knocked you out. And so it's reasonable to look at you as you get older as your risk. It's just like everybody else who's old. You get older, you become more susceptible to being hurt. It's facts. It's not just based off of one game, LeBron. His own head coach, first-year head coach, unfortunately coaching this squad that is now 2-9. Darvin Ham, he had to answer questions about LeBron's leg last night. Listen.
What do you know about LeBron's injury at this point?
Yeah, he's experienced some leg discomfort. We'll know more once he gets evaluated by our doctors.
And so, yeah, the report was leg soreness, but are you not wanting to get any specifics of
where? I don't want to jump ahead of the curve. Like, we got to let him see our medical staff first.
And do you know what type of evaluation that he's going to need to go through?
Not as of right now, no.
Oh, okay. Well, he did go through a medical evaluation. He did have an MRI. And the prognosis is that LeBron James, he's going to be out. A left adductor strain. In case you wanted to know whether it was the left or the right, I guess it would make sense he was favoring the left side of his body. It's not torn. He's day to day. They're going to try to get him some time off. It's already been told he is not going to play Friday against the Sacramento Kings. The Brooklyn Nets, they play them on Sunday. And then they don't play again until next Friday. And so LeBron James could potentially miss about more than a week. And calendar-wise, only miss two basketball games. Why not? You want him healthy, right? Not to necessarily, compete for a championship, but you want him out there on the floor, don't you? Of course, the answer is yes. And I already mentioned to you, as he's gotten older, LeBron James can make a big deal, small deal, no deal about that one game he missed due to his foot injury. But man, the days of being durable are over. We know he's been a Superman. He's been a superhuman. But since he's come over to the Los Angeles Lakers, you think about that first year. He shut things down early. He strained his groin. And then he strained it again. And then he strained the other side of his groin. And then he sprained his ankle. It's just, he's had a lot of issues when it comes down to his core as he's gotten older. Ain't no amount of stretching going to fix that. LeBron James is a billionaire. All the money in the world ain't going to fix that unless he can just buy himself a new groin. I don't know if it works that way. This is true, though. The Lakers are in trouble. They're 2-9. LeBron James was told about that last night, and he basically said, "Thank you, Captain Obvious." Something is going to have to happen that nobody could think of. They're going to have to pull in some type of star. They're going to have to bring in some type of individual who no one envisions saving the day for him. Because Anthony Davis, unreliable, unmotivated, and injury prone. Russell Westbrook, sure, he's been good coming off the bench the past couple of games, but we know they ain't winning nothing with him either. LeBron James turns 38 years old next month. Every time he gets hurt, he's missing time. Father time is catching up to him. And so I say this. Anthony Davis, at certain point, if you can find a sucker, move him. If you can find somebody for Westbrook where you can bring in some assets, move him. And LeBron James on his two-year, basically $100 million extension, he's not going anywhere. But he should be on the block as well. But that's not realistic. He might as well sit down, get healthy, play basketball, try to keep the team competitive enough so they can be attractive to someone else. I don't know if that is Bradley Beal. I don't know if that is Kevin Durant. I don't know. Maybe it'll be Kyrie Irving. Maybe he'll clean up his reputation enough that the Lakers can go ahead and revisit him. But even in the offseason, before Kyrie Irving went on social media and shared nonsense, nobody wanted Kyrie Irving in the summertime either. That's why he's back on his one-year deal on an opt-in with the Brooklyn Nets. And, of course, his mouth has opted him into not playing. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Greg is here from Michigan. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Oh, my God, JR, Mr. Positive, you're making me nervous. Oh, my God. LeBron's got to get healthy. So does my Josh Elvis Allen. But my two heroes are down. But LeBron has to get better because he has to break Kareem's record, and he has to be a contender. And I know that you don't want Kyrie, and I totally agree with you, my friend. Kyrie could be very toxic, but I think because they've played together, do you think that LeBron can maybe change Kyrie's ways? I'm hoping, because I don't, you know, could there be a blockbuster deal with Kevin Durant?
Who could maybe change Kyrie Irving's ways? He constantly digs himself a hole. I mean, yeah. He's the one who didn't want anything to do with LeBron James. His career would have been on a different trajectory if he probably stuck around with LeBron. And he's always apologizing. He has just chronic foot and mouth disease. He cannot keep his foot out of his mouth. He can't do it.
You're right.
Good luck. I mean, maybe LeBron saves Kyrie's career. I doubt it. It's hard to save someone who doesn't want to be saved. 3-6 Mafia told me that. Don't save her. She don't want to be saved. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Alan is here from Toronto.
This is LeBron James Watts. He's under my surveillance. He's being closely watched. He has 1,102 points to catch Jabbar. I thought it was going to be a shoo-in, but at the moment I'm not so sure because he got hurt. He missed the game against Utah, and he did all right against the Clippers. He got 30 points, and, you know, he's far from washed up. He's averaging 24.1 points a game, and his lifetime average is 27.8, so he's not that far off, you know. Jabbar has had that record since October 5th, 2005. So, you know, it was 8 months before he was even born. So, that's all I care about. I know the Lakers. They're not
2005. No, that's not 2005. 85.
Yeah, 38,307. That's the eye I'm watching on. So he's
okay.
I hope he catches it. But at the moment, I'm not so sure. It depends how many games he's going to miss.
Let's see if he's healthy enough to do so. And thank you, Alan, for calling up from Toronto. I mean, at his current pace, I should say, at his pace prior to injury, LeBron James was on pace to break the record in about 46 games. That's it. Now, if he's missing more games here and there, then it's going to take longer. He should still break the record this season if he's relatively healthy. And that might be saying a lot. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Speaking of saying a lot, looks like our Thursday night football matchup, it is coming to a close. It is coming to an end. The Carolina Panthers were able to just put an insurance field goal on the board. With 10 seconds left on the clock, they lead the Atlanta Falcons 25-15. Carolina will improve. I guess this is improvement. They will improve their record to 3-7, and the Atlanta Falcons will fall to 4-6. And how about this? Baker Mayfield, the happiest of happiest folks, greeting all of his teammates coming off the field. He's a great mascot, that Baker Mayfield guy is. And the game is pretty much, it's a wrap. Final score, 25-15. The Carolina Panthers beat these Falcons in Carolina. And now people can finally put the Falcons to bed. People can stop with the Marcus Mariota nonsense. And I know everyone will start to think about, can we get a look at Desmond Ridder?
The holidays are coming. Find a gift for someone special with jewelry from Blue Nile. Blue Nile offers an endless selection of bold gold styles, gemstone jewelry, and classic diamond pieces. Shop early and save up to 40%. Need your special piece fast? In most cases, jewelry can ship overnight. Guaranteed free shipping and returns. And now Blue Nile is offering special holiday deals. Save up to 40% on the season's most stunning trends. Shine bright this holiday season at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com. The holidays are coming. Find a gift for someone special with jewelry from Blue Nile. Blue Nile offers an endless selection of bold gold styles, gemstone jewelry, and classic diamond pieces. Shop early and save up to 40%. Need your special piece fast? In most cases, jewelry can ship overnight. Guaranteed free shipping and returns. And now Blue Nile is offering special holiday deals. Save up to 40% on the season's most stunning trends. Shine bright this holiday season at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Whether it's diamond earrings or an engagement ring, Blue Nile can help you design something special made just for her. At Blue Nile, choose from thousands of diamonds and settings. Have your one-of-a-kind piece delivered right to your door in discreet packaging that won't give away what's inside. Guaranteed free shipping and returns. And now, Blue Nile is offering special holiday deals. Go to BlueNile.com and use code RADIO to save $50 on purchases of $500 or more. Hurry, this offer expires soon. BlueNile.com, code RADIO.
Can we get a look at that guy? Can we get another Cincinnati product out there onto the field? Because we've had absolutely enough of this guy. Baker Mayfield, great teammate, great mascot. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Obviously, as the players and coaches speak tonight, we'll share that with you. And one of our callers mentioned someone else who's injured right now. It's not LeBron James. It's Josh Allen. We'll talk about Josh Allen. We'll talk about the Rams quarterback, Matthew Stafford, who happens to be in concussion protocol. We're going to update you on some injuries before we talk Thursday night football. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Thursday night football. It's a wrap. Tonight, the Carolina Panthers, they beat the Atlanta Falcons at home. The final score, 25-15. You want a summation of this game? Falcons offense sucks. Marcus Mariota is not a quarterback. He's barely a guy who can get out and run the ball, and basically that's it. And so can we stop the nonsense? Marcus Mariota, we know, is not the guy. Falcons fans know he's not the guy. And as the year continues on, people want to see Ridder get a chance. And I think at this point, he will. Is he going to start a game? I don't think so. But Marcus Mariota at this point is on borrowed time. And the first chance, the first opportunity that he screws up, Arthur Smith, head coach of the Atlanta Falcons, is going to tap him on the shoulder and say, come here. Have a seat. We're going to see what he can do because you suck. Baker Mayfield also an excellent teammate, greeting everybody coming off of the field, even though after, you know, scoring three times or helping to the Panthers to score three times this past Sunday and their ass whooping against Cincinnati, he didn't get a chance to play. And Sam Darnold, I don't know where he is. He's in mothball somewhere, even though he's healthy enough to play. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Speaking of healthy enough to play, I want to update you on some QBs in the game. I'll do that momentarily. Let's talk to Brady. He's calling from Maryland. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Oh, well, that was very busy. I hope everything in Maryland is okay. All I heard was something about somebody taking a shower. Wow. Did you hear the same thing I heard, Jack?
Yeah, I wonder what's going on. It sounded like they were kind of having a party that we used to have back in our early 20s or late teens. I'm having a little bit of nostalgia here.
I don't know what you're talking about. Is it even a good idea for me to ask for you to expand on what you said, or should I leave it alone?
I don't know. I think tonight's a good night to open up Pandora's box.
A shower party? Is this what this was?
No, not a shower party, just a party where crazy things were going on. I meant the hectic nature of it. People are eating, someone's showering, someone's opening up a present or something like that. Like, oh. I've been to a lot of hectic parties where there were a number of people and they were all involved in their own very peculiar situations. That's kind of what I meant.
Oh, okay. All right. Interesting. I can't quite relate, but I've had some interesting times myself. Many of them. Not like what we just heard on the radio. I hope that guy is okay in Maryland. Or maybe he's also upset about the Washington football team. Anyway, speaking of injuries, I did mention them. LeBron James busted up, groin strain, left adductor. Then we also have Josh Allen. I gave you an update last night in Rochester. That's all I've heard about for the past several days. People are saying, what's going on with Josh Allen? Should he go out and play against the Minnesota Vikings? Well, Josh Allen did not participate in practice. It's appearing less likely that he will play in the game. And Josh Allen, he's a quarterback bully. He's one of the guys who will deliver the hit on you before you even have a chance to hit him. His teammate, Deion Dawkins, talks about how special he is, and he's just like, he's such a tough dude. You wouldn't even know that he was hurt. Listen.
It's amazing, like, how Josh carries himself as a person and overall, like, as a human. And he's making us all confident and feel nothing about if there is anything, like, going on, because we really have no idea. You wouldn't even think that there was nothing wrong. You know, he's around here. He's still smiling. He's still joking around. He's still just being Josh. You know, I didn't even know that this was all, like going on until the question started.
Well, the next question is, what is Case Keenum going to look like? Because what you rushing Josh Allen out there for? Aren't you trying to compete for a Super Bowl? Are you trying to compete for a Super Bowl, or are you trying to beat the Minnesota Vikings? Ain't nobody thinking about the Vikings. Send Case Keenum out there. Give Josh Allen almost a week and a half off so he can come back and be healthier, and then go for it. Who cares about the seedings and the standings? What good does it make if you're the Buffalo Bills and Josh Allen, you're sitting in the number one seed, you have home field advantage? What good is it if Josh Allen is busted up in the process? I'd rather have him close to 100% on the road than 75% at home. The Buffalo Bills are due for some postseason success. They're due for the ball to kind of roll their way. They're due to get another chance to score the football. They're due for a field goal not to send them into the offseason. The Buffalo Bills are due not to just go to the Super Bowl four times and lose. It can't always be this bad, right? You can't always stink. So no reason to rush Josh Allen. Sit this man. And I think we're past the point of gamesmanship. Is he going to play? Is he not going to play? Well, we don't know. We're not going to tell you. Like, he ain't practicing. I don't see him playing. And if he does, I'm not going to worry about his elbow for the rest of the year. Because he's fine. They do say there's a sprain there. But I don't know what that feels like. I couldn't identify or find the UCL in my elbow if I needed to. And even if I could, I ain't throwing no football like Josh Allen. And so I wouldn't be too worried or I wouldn't be too concerned. Speaking of concern, this is unfortunately another update. Matthew Stafford, who is having just a terrible season with terrible teammates, with a terrible offensive line. Matthew Stafford entered into concussion protocol on Tuesday. The Rams play the Cardinals next. I would say it's unlikely that Matthew Stafford plays. And his wife was also upset about this, that he's in concussion protocol. She's always been very vocal about him and his career. And she sent out a message that she then retracted, that it's like, hey, the NFL doesn't care about our guys. It's like, wow. Not the best or greatest of messages that you want to send. But there wasn't even an inclination that he had any issue or had any problem in the game against the Buccaneers. They say that the day after he was evaluated, he was reviewed, and then they put him in concussion protocol on Tuesday. And so if he does not play, which I don't think he is, John Wolford is going to get another opportunity to start. He's always done a decent job. Hasn't completely thrown away the games that he's in. But he's your average, prototypical, backup, clipboard-carrying QB. And for a Los Angeles Rams team that's 3-5 right now, where are they going? Nowhere. This is one of the worst Super Bowl hangovers ever. This is a team that just won a championship, and right now they can't even win a game. And Matthew Stafford has 8 touchdowns and 8 interceptions this season. He's still trying to find out and identify where Allen Robinson is, because does he know that's his teammate? He has no line, and every time he throws the ball, it's like, I got no choice. Where's Cooper Kupp? The Rams have no run game. And so Matthew Stafford, I'm glad that he got his Super Bowl the first year with Los Angeles. Because if he faltered the way that he stinks right now, the way the team stinks right now, you'd have a bunch of Detroit Lion fans screaming out, I told you so about Matthew Stafford. He's not a good QB. He's average. He's a gunslinger. He's not reliable. At least we don't hear that right now, because the man is a champion. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Thursday night football is over. Nobody playing in this game tonight is anywhere close to being a champion. We'll talk about the game on the other side of the break. I do want to update you on another team that is all busted up. They wear the silver and black. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. You just heard it from me. You heard it from Marco Belletti. Thursday night football, it is over. It is a wrap. In Charlotte, North Carolina, the Carolina Panthers, they beat the Falcons. The final score, 25-15. The Atlanta Falcons, they fall to a record of 4-6. And meanwhile, you have the Panthers, who improve their record with their interim head coach, Coach Wilkes, to 3-7. When we get to the top of the hour, we'll dive more into the game. I want to share with you some of the big plays, share with you some of the audio, and then share with you some of the individuals who are speaking. Arthur Smith having a conversation with the media, and so we'll share all of that with you as we continue on with the show. Right before we went to break, I did give you an update on Josh Allen. He did not practice. He's currently day-to-day. And when it comes down to whether or not he'll play on Sunday against the Minnesota Vikings, that's going to be one of those last-second decisions. Or at least that is what head coach Sean McDermott of the Buffalo Bills is telling you right now. The Buffalo Bills are certainly a team competing for a Super Bowl. There's another team in the NFL. Were they realistically going to compete for a Super Bowl? Maybe there was the thought. Maybe there was the idea that the talent would certainly help you get there, and that's the Las Vegas Raiders. No Super Bowl for them. Nothing but the toilet. This is a team that has a 2-6 record. The offense can score some points, but damn it, the defense cannot hold a lead. Just blowing 17 and 20-point leads like it's nothing. And today we learn that two of their big weapons on the offensive side of the ball, their pass catchers, they're going to be gone for a while. Hunter Renfrow is going on to the IR, busted up hamstring and ribs. At the same time, Darren Waller, he's only been able to play in 5 games, has 1 touchdown and 175 yards here in the season. He's going on the IR as well with a hamstring injury, and there's nothing that the Raiders can do to turn things around. Josh McDaniels is already being looked upon as another potential loser, not able to have success in Denver. If he's not holding Bill Belichick's water, it seems like he just stinks. And so in an ironic twist of fate here, the Indianapolis Colts and the Raiders are going to play each other this Sunday. It should be an interesting matchup. To know that Josh McDaniels, someone who a lot of people, including myself, he hasn't proven to be a good head coach, he's going to take on a man in Jeff Saturday who's never coached a game in his life. If I have to think about just recent history, I'll predict that the Raiders go out there, they'll have a 20-point lead, they'll blow it down to 3, and somehow, some way, maybe Jeff Saturday screws up clock management and the Colts lose. I have no idea. But this is just an unfortunate situation. I want you to hear right now Josh McDaniels. He was asked about coaching against Jeff Saturday in his first game. And Josh McDaniels basically said everything besides he's a good coach because we don't know what he is. Listen to Josh McDaniels on Jeff Saturday.
I do know Jeff in terms of the person, and I think this guy was a great, great football player. And I think he knows the game really, really well. I would assume, again, I'm not in their building, so I don't really know, but I would assume that they're going to let the coaches that have been there to coach, you know, and the scheme isn't going to dramatically change on offense, defense, or in the kicking game. And we talked this morning, they're going to be ready to go because Jeff will have them ready to go. You know, he's a football player at heart, he's a football person at heart, and he knows what goes into winning and losing.
Football person. Gotta love a football person. Never heard that before, but you gotta love one. Funny stuff. Josh McDaniels didn't stop there, showering praise on Jeff Saturday being a great football player and a great football guy. He had some compliments for the Colts as well. I don't know how he did this, but listen.
This is a team second in the division now, been in a ton of close games, you know, had one tie and a bunch that were right there at the end where they could have won or lost them. So excited to obviously be back home after the trip down south, you know, and get back home and really get ready for this one.
Kindred spirits. Two losers. The Raiders and the Colts. Jeff Saturday is going to have to answer questions about his qualifications until he's no longer the coach of the team. And recently he finally said, listen, people, I'm here because I love them. I'm here because the organization matters to me.
Whether it's diamond earrings or an engagement ring, Blue Nile can help you design something special made just for her. At Blue Nile, choose from thousands of diamonds and settings. Have your one-of-a-kind piece delivered right to your door in discreet packaging that won't give away what's inside. Guaranteed free shipping and returns. And now, Blue Nile is offering special holiday deals. Go to BlueNile.com and use code RADIO to save $50 on purchases of $500 or more. Hurry, this offer expires soon. BlueNile.com, code RADIO. Whether it's diamond earrings or an engagement ring, Blue Nile can help you design something special made just for her. At Blue Nile, choose from thousands of diamonds and settings. Have your one-of-a-kind piece delivered right to your door in discreet packaging that won't give away what's inside. Guaranteed free shipping and returns. And now, Blue Nile is offering special holiday deals. Go to BlueNile.com and use code RADIO to save $50 on purchases of $500 or more. Hurry, this offer expires soon. BlueNile.com, code RADIO. Whether it's diamond earrings or an engagement ring, Blue Nile can help you design something special made just for her. At Blue Nile, choose from thousands of diamonds and settings. Have your one-of-a-kind piece delivered right to your door in discreet packaging that won't give away what's inside. Guaranteed free shipping and returns. And now, Blue Nile is offering special holiday deals. Go to BlueNile.com and use code RADIO to save $50 on purchases of $500 or more. Hurry, this offer expires soon. BlueNile.com, code RADIO.
Oh, we don't have that one? Well, okay.
These are my people, bro. Like, my adult life was forged here. Like, these people matter to me. This organization matters to me, right? The people in the community matter to me. I mean, everybody thinks this is, like, flippant. This is not. Like, I care whatever I can do. And when he said, hey, can you help me? Absolutely, I'll help.
Well, that's what friends are for, right? Will you help me? The answer is yes. So, hey, Jeff Saturday shows up. He gets a check. He'll be here until the end of the season. And ironically, his first game will be against the dumpster fire. I'm going to be tuning in. I'm going to watch. Jeff Saturday's going to have the headset on. He's going to walk back and forth. He's going to pace. And Josh McDaniels is going to look equally as stupid on the other side of the sideline. And so it'll be a fun watch. Sign me up for it. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Told you Thursday Night Football is a wrap. At the top of the hour, we're going to do a real deep dive into this game. And how deep of a dive can we do? These are two teams in the NFC South who are going nowhere. These are two teams in the NFC South who are looking for a quarterback. And how about one team has two first-round guys just sitting there back-to-back out of the same draft? Baker Mayfield selected number one overall in 2018. Sam Darnold selected number three overall in 2018. And neither one of these guys were even on the field to throw a pass. Looking for a QB if you're the Carolina Panthers. If you're the Falcons. Matt Ryan is gone. Former MVP gone. Marcus Mariota in. Not the most exciting of things in the world. And I got to tell you this. Marcus Mariota had one of the dumbest passes I have ever seen in my life. This man is getting ragdolled and thrown all over the place. He's being forced to throw. He's already halfway on the ground. He's on the ground, and he's just flipping the ball up in the air. Thank God the referees were just like, okay, he was already down. The pass doesn't count. But there's a few things that we know. In the NFL, it's crazy. Like the margin, how thin of a line it can be. The decision-making that goes into being a good quarterback, a great quarterback, and a bum. I couldn't imagine seeing Tom Brady throw the ball that Marcus Mariota did today. See him make the decisions. I couldn't see even someone young like Herbert or Mahomes try to make some of the throws that Marcus Mariota attempted today. And so for whatever reason, we're being punished with Thursday Night Football on Amazon. Amazon is sending $1 billion to the NFL, and this is just a test case, a test study. Because there is no reason that America had to be subjected to the Falcons, a team that unfortunately I have to see every single week here in Georgia. There's no reason why America had to be subjected to watching the Carolina Panthers unless you thought that Baker Mayfield was going to be there. And he was. He was an outstanding cheerleader. Baker Mayfield is such a great cheerleader, he doesn't even have regard for his own body. At the end of the game, he's wearing a baseball cap, and he is headbutting the offensive linemen that are walking off the field. Like, no regard for himself. He might end up in concussion protocol with Matthew Stafford, except for Matthew Stafford actually still plays football. I know his wife doesn't want him to play football. He's in concussion protocol. She's scared, and that's legitimate. But this was a disaster show. This is making me think right now, what's the Thursday Night Football matchup for next week? Let me look that up. Because then the week after that, there is no Thursday Night Football because we're going to have football all day because it's going to be Thanksgiving. And at least we get something better there. Hold on. What's this game here? Week 11 for the NFL season. Okay. Next week, the Tennessee Titans go up to Green Bay to take on the Packers. And so at least that will be interesting because we know Aaron Rodgers is one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time who happens to be in the toilet right now with his team. It would bring me great joy if Derrick Henry and the Tennessee Titans ran all over the Green Bay Packers. Sign me up for that. And then the following week, Thanksgiving, we got Buffalo at Detroit to help open things up on Thanksgiving. That'll be the first game. The New York Giants will take on the Dallas Cowboys, always a Thanksgiving classic. And then to complete the night, everyone will be blessed with Bill Belichick in Minneapolis taking on the current 7-1 Minnesota Vikings. And so I guess we just needed to get the crap out the way. Because then even the following Thursday, December 1st, the next Thursday night football game, which is a solo situation, will be Buffalo at New England. And so the New England Patriots, even though they may not have as much talent as the Buffalo Bills, they always play hard. And anytime Bill Belichick is in the fold, you can never necessarily count his team out. And so tonight, I guess, was the last garbage game in the immediate future for Thursday Night Football. The Carolina Panthers, they take care of the Atlanta Falcons, the final score, 25-15. Marcus Mariota looked like hot trash. The Carolina Panthers were able to move the ball, and their defense stepped up. And so now there are questions. When do the Falcons sit Mariota? Does Baker Mayfield ever see the field again for the Carolina Panthers? What happens with Steve Wilks? Is he going to continue to be the interim head coach forever? Arthur Smith, when does he tell Marcus Mariota, you're not the QB anymore, you need to have a seat? I think that time is coming sooner than later, as we have another team that is getting ready to throw out another quarterback just to see if they can stay relevant. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to hear from some of the players, some of the coaches. You'll hear some of the scores right here on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
The holidays are coming. Find a gift for someone special with jewelry from Blue Nile. Blue Nile offers an endless selection of bold gold styles, gemstone jewelry, and classic diamond pieces. Shop early and save up to 40%, Need your special piece fast? In most cases, jewelry can ship overnight. Guaranteed free shipping and returns. And now Blue Nile is offering special holiday deals. Save up to 40% on the season's most stunning trends. Shine bright this holiday season at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Whether it's diamond earrings or an engagement ring, Blue Nile can help you design something special made just for her. At Blue Nile, choose from thousands of diamonds and settings. Have your one-of-a-kind piece delivered right to your door in discreet packaging that won't give away what's inside. Guaranteed free shipping and returns. And now, Blue Nile is offering special holiday deals. Go to BlueNile.com and use code RADIO to save $50 on purchases of $500 or more. Hurry, this offer expires soon. BlueNile.com, code RADIO. Whether it's diamond earrings or an engagement ring, Blue Nile can help you design something special made just for her. At Blue Nile, choose from thousands of diamonds and settings. Have your one-of-a-kind piece delivered right to your door in discreet packaging that won't give away what's inside. Guaranteed free shipping and returns. And now, Blue Nile is offering special holiday deals. Go to BlueNile.com and use code RADIO to save $50 on purchases of $500 or more. Hurry, this offer expires soon. BlueNile.com, code RADIO.